Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Ben and Michael, Mind Food Radio. Well, over to Russia with love. Rosa Albert is on the line, and she drew her inspiration for a charity, the Sound World Project, and she's here to talk to us about it. How are you, Rosa?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Rosa, I've got to say, I think you're our very first Russian guest. We're phoning you in Moscow.
I'm not really Russian. I'm Australian, but I do sound Russian. My accent radiates from your walls.
You know, your story is very interesting. I was at a party on the weekend and some parents just had a newborn, 3 weeks old, and the little baby is 70% deaf in one ear and 35% in the other.
Wow.
And this is how your story came about. How did that happen?
I have a friend. Her name is Catherine Dunn, and she has a daughter, Zoe Dunn. She was born premature. I think she was about 26 weeks. And about 12 years ago, it wasn't easy to detect the deafness in the child. And it usually goes together with cerebral palsy and lots of other problems. So I think she was diagnosed as profoundly deaf at the age of 3. And Zoe was first implanted then with the first implant, and then 2 years after with the second implant. She goes to St. Catherine's School. She is in 1% of the most gifted children in Australia. Anyway, she got a new life. And then I thought, look, opportunistically, it's the best deficiency to fix. It's so easy. You just buy the implant, you operate, and that's how it happens. Of course, it's not so easy because you buy an implant, you implant a child, and then the child who lost so many months or years has to correlate the sound and the word and put it in the library and then start understanding it. It's not even like how we understand the foreign language. It's creating the library from anew.
Now, your ambassador for the charity is the fashion designer Akira Izagawa. What's his involvement with the Sound World Australia?
First of all, Akira is a very nice person, and he's very compassionate. He created the T-shirts for us, where he used all this like children-like type of painting on the T-shirt. And we sell it in our shop, in Kara & Co. shop, and everything goes to charity. Also, Akira will be involved in the headphones we're going to produce for our next charity event, for our next country I'm going to be involved with, and he's going to paint these headphones. It's Malami headphones. We also involve Hussein Shalayan and Zambezi for this.
And so tell us, how do people get involved with the charity?
It's so hard. You know, when I created the charity, I thought it's so easy to help. But first of all, it's so many charities. Then in Australia, when you try to help somebody in the foreign country, they say, why don't you help an Australian kid? Mm. And then it takes a long time to explain that all Australian kids have access to the cochlear implant.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of time and explaining and lots of compassion. And because my charity is quite narrow, somebody else's charity is quite narrow, people are dedicated. It's very, very hard. But when people are involved, they dedicate all their hearts to it.
So for people to get involved, is there a website that they can go to help you?
Yes, it's thesoundworld.org.
So you can go to soundworld.org and get behind this great cause. Rosa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. And I love your magazine. I never listen to your radio, now I will.
Well, of course, you're on it, so you'll have to.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.